The ornaments of my mind are the ideas that frequent it. This is your poetic Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, throwing a few poetic isms at you for the instant inspiration. The ornaments of my mind are the ideas that frequent it. We oftentimes think of the important stuff that fill our mind, like I like me, and I'm wealthy, and I'm healthy, happy, and hearty. But how about one of them that I'm sure has crossed your mind? I'm good looking. Have you ever noticed how good looking I am? Have you ever noticed that I'm 25 years old? Have you noticed that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, oh, sure. Have you ever noticed that I'm surrounded by beautiful women all the time?
Yeah.
Would you say that's good taste?
Yeah.
Now, just remember, Madam Faith, I am surrounded by beautiful women all the time, and these are the women I'm surrounded by, and if they don't say that I am correct, then they're saying they're not beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think they're so stupid as to not say they're beautiful? They know. Mm-hmm. Now, how old are each of you?
25.
25. That's a good year, isn't it? 25. Lovely year, lovely year. Now, Faith, how old is your son?
15.
And how old is your son?
Eternally young.
And how old is your son?
39.
And how old is your son?
No son.
Eternally young, huh? Yeah, eternally young. Okay, my son is 50 also. I think 50 going on 51, isn't it?
No, he was 49 going on 50.
When was he?
November 1st.
He's going to be, it was last November he was 50.
Last November he was 50.
Yeah, well, now he's going, and that was last November. Mm-hmm. And next November he'll be 51.
Right.
So he's going on 51, mm-hmm. Right? Is he going to go on 50 again? Hmm? My goodness, that poor guy, he's not going to get past that 50 mark. And that's okay, because I'm 25, so he must remain 25 or less himself. So that's good. Okay, the ornaments of my mind are the ideas that frequent him. Well, the ideas that frequent my mind are ideas of love and peace and joy and harmony and goodness and truth and delight in everything. As I looked at Ray's house, my brother, yesterday, I was looking around at all of his ornaments, and his ornaments are a little dusty, but they're good ornaments. They're ornaments that delighted him when he bought them, and he thought, this will look good in my house, this will look good in my house. Now he's emptying his house out of a few things so he doesn't have to dust so many things, and he's saying, Herb, would you like this, would you like this, would you like this? And I want to say yes to everything, except that I would have to put them in a box in our storage room. And to go from his display case to a box in our storage room is okay, but it's not the best thing in the world to do. Now, what is it that I do? The ornaments of my mind are the thoughts that frequent it. The ornaments of my house are the objects that frequent it. What kind of ornaments do you have in your mind? Do you have, well, let's just take Ellen again, for instance. Ellen, do you have an ornament in your mind that your son is one of the most glorious expressions of human life ever to walk upon the face of the earth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You didn't have any trouble saying that, did you?
Yeah.
And that your daughter is one of the most beloved women in all Lugano?
Yeah.
Not hard to say that, is it?
Yeah.
And your daughter-in-law is one of the most super ladies who ever walked the face of the earth?
Yes.
And your grandson, well, you got a lot of them, but what do you got? Four grandsons and two granddaughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, which are better, the grandsons or the granddaughters?
No comparison.
Oh, is that how you weasel out of it? No comparison. Well, now, why would you say there's no comparison?
Because they're each one expressing beautifully.
Each one is expressing beautifully, she says. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you know what beautiful is unless you know what their capabilities are? That's a good question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, I'll put this here to the, what am I putting it to?
The conference.
Thank you. I'm putting it to conference here so that it'll be easily recognizable to you with conference. Now, think of it. Every single one of the people in our world are beautiful. Are our dogs beautiful?
Yes.
Ingeborg, is Blackie beautiful?
Yes, she is.
Why?
Because she's a special cat.
Why is she special?
In the way she behaves. In the nice long and the curved tail she has. Keeps it always up.
She does that. She walks around, her tail is straight up and down, flashing back and forth as though she's finding something fascinating. And what about magic?
Magic? Curiosity in person.
Yeah, she is that. Curiosity in person.
Very attentive.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I walk up the staircase here next to the pool, and she has a little hole there. She likes to lay in that hole and roll back and forth and take her sand bath there. And then she gets up from that, and after she gets up from her sand bath, she is shaking and getting rid of it all. Quite interesting. So, we go back to dictation here. Now, what happens when you begin to take care of the ornaments that frequent your mind? What happens when you begin to take care of them? What happens when you begin to decide what ornaments you will frequent your mind? What ornaments do you want in your mind? Do you want ornaments like ideas that say you're happy, you're healthy, you're beautiful, you're rich, you're fulfilled with every desire of your heart? Is that the kind of ornament you want? Or do you want an ornament that says you don't have? Well, a lot of people, they keep festooning the tree of their consciousness with ornaments of limitation. And then they wonder why those ornaments of limitation continue to come and continue to expand. Well, they give them the opportunity to do that. They don't have to. How can you take care of the ornaments of your mind to make sure that they're always going to be beautiful and uplifting ornaments? You take care of the ornaments of your mind to make sure that they're beautiful and uplifting ornaments by doing one thing, by merely speaking your word. You say, I am happy. I am filled with goodness. You know, it goes back to the words of Jesus, and Jesus didn't have many brains, I guess. But he said, it's done unto us according to our belief. Now, why would Jesus say a dumb thing like that? It's done unto us according to our belief. And why is it that all the psychologists and psychiatrists that have followed him have agreed with the same philosophy? And why is it all the philosophers say the same thing? It's done unto us according to our belief, according to our thought. Why would these stupid people say such stupid things again and again and again? Why would they say it? Because it's true. It's true. And when you have something so well recommended as that concept, it'd certainly be well worth following it, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, when we don't follow it, we're the silly ones, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Now, if I say, I don't feel good, what's the law going to say?
I don't feel good.
I don't feel good? The law is going to say, you don't feel good. What's the law going to say when you say, I feel wonderful, I feel fantastic?
I feel wonderful, I feel fantastic.
Well, now, why is the law going to say whatever we say?
Because for every cause we put into motion, there is an equal effect.
The law only hears what we want to experience, and it demonstrates for us whatever cause we put in motion. Does the law say that you're not a nice person, so you don't deserve to have health?
No.
Does the law ever say that, Faith?
No.
No. Why doesn't the law say that? Because it doesn't care whether you're a naughty boy or a good boy, a naughty girl or a good girl. It says whatever cause you put in motion. This is why some very terrible people in our eyes are doing very well. This is why some very successful people who have no conscience at all are doing very well. They're exercising the law. Now, Ellen, when you get in your car and you put the key in your car, what do you expect to happen?
That it goes.
Yeah, that it goes. Now, what if you get in your car and you don't expect it to go, what might happen?
That it will not work.
Do you believe when you put the key in your car it's not going to work?
No.
So even if you put the key in your car and you say it won't work, you're kidding yourself and you know it, because it knows. And then what would happen if it didn't work? Ah! You get angry at yourself for putting the law in motion in an improper way. Yep. The ornaments of my mind are the ideas that frequent it. And what kind of ornaments do you have on the tree in your mind? Do you have the ornaments of believing in yourself? The ornaments that everything in this world is good? You know, we go to that movie of Pollyanna. Remember how that? And we talk about it every once in a while. Well, the Pollyanna movie had this little girl going around finding good in everything. Terrible. And the community was not used to that. In fact, they were opposed to it. But little by little, she did, and they changed their whole attitude, the whole community, because one little girl stood up for what she believed. And she didn't stand up for it. She didn't stand up for it. Can anyone tell me what she did?
She was just being herself.
What's that?
She was just being herself.
Yeah, but she didn't stand up for it.
She lived it.
She lived it. You see, she was not standing saying, I believe in happy thoughts. I believe in... She just said, I believe in them. But she was using them. And she was telling everybody how wonderful they were. So now, do you believe in happy thoughts? Yes, no?
Yes.
Do you live happy thoughts?
Yes.
Now, which is most important, both or one or what?
Live happy thoughts.
Well, where are you going to get the happy thoughts from that you're going to live?
From
what you believe. First you want to believe them, but then you got to live them. Because if you don't live what you believe, you know, there's a lot of people, they say, well, I believe that you shouldn't drink whiskey, you shouldn't drink beer, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes. And they smoke and drink like a sieve, you know. Now, who are you going to believe? A person who says that and then does the opposite, or a person who does it and maybe doesn't even say anything. Maybe doesn't even say that I don't drink and I don't smoke. I don't spit and I don't chew. Yeah. The thing is, what is it that you're living? What is it that you're doing? You can speak up a storm. It's important to speak up a storm. But follow that up with living it, because that is what it's really all about, and that's what's really important for all of us. The ornaments of my mind are the ideas that frequent it. The ideas that frequent my mind are ideas of health, of happiness, of harmony, of right action. Let's see, that's an awful lot of things, isn't it? And then we have a new statement now, not really new, but a statement, and it says,
all is in divine order.
All is in divine order. Now, could we be more comprehensive than that? All is in divine order. So say that, decorate your consciousness with the ornaments, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And you don't have to say what is in divine order or what isn't. You don't have to say anything. You just say all is in divine order. And therefore, the divinity in you brings forth that which you are. And it's a very nice thing to do. So, with me, speak these words, all is in divine order. And know that your life is in divine order now. Have a lovely day, and remember, this is just one of a million instant inspirations. I love you, I love you, I love you.